There is a resource in Pocahontas County called the Family Resource Network, or FRN for short, which has quietly been filling the needs of those in our community who are struggling to put food on their family's table or provide their family with the necessities to enjoy a healthy and good life. The pandemic has greatly increased the number of people who need this type of assistance, many of whom have fallen in the cracks of government programs. While at the same time, the pandemic has stressed the FRN's ability to obtain the food or other services they provide. Now, there is an opportunity to help the FRN get the resources to help your neighbors who are struggling. It is called the Empty Bowls Fundraiser. We talked with Laura Young, the director of the Pocahontas County FRN, and asked her about Empty Bowls.
The Family Resource Network has a Harvest House food pantry. It's a monthly food pantry that low-income families can come out and get free food. Our food comes from Mountaineer Food Bank in Gassaway, and some of it comes free to us and some of it we pay for. So we are continually looking for funds that will help us buy a high-quality protein item to put in those food baskets. About 5 years ago, Cynthia Guerreri with the Art Council came to me and wanted to know how she could help the FRN raise money. And this was the idea that we came up with. We actually borrowed this idea from Greenbrier County, and this is going to be our fifth annual Empty Bowls event. Every dime that we raise under Empty Bowls will buy food for this community. The event's going to be at the Opera House with the soup and the food. People can just go in, buy their tickets there, or if they've prepaid, just come in anytime between 6 and 8. They're $25 each for pre-sale, and if you buy them at the door, they're $30. We also accept donations if people can't make the event, but they would like to just donate to the food pantry. They can make their checks payable to the Family Resource Network and mail those to Post Office Box 3 in Marlington. And the zip code is 24954. They can also just call the Family Resource Network, and the number is 304-799-6847. They could also call me on my cell phone, and that's 304-704-9740. And if they want to call and tell me that they're coming and they want a pre-ticket for $25, I'll write their name on the back of it, and they can pick that up at the door. And it's a really fun evening. This is one of my favorite things that the FRN does, a very grassroots community event. It mimics a soup kitchen, Tim, and you get food, bread, dessert, and drinks, and soups made by local people here in the community and donated to us. And Richard Hefner is going to come out and play some music for us at the new Discovery Junction. So we just encourage people to bring a lawn chair. They can go into the Opera House and get their soup and come outside and enjoy some music, or they're free to eat inside if they're comfortable with that. Because of the pandemic, we want to give people some options for their seating. Everyone who comes out and buys a ticket not only gets their dinner and the entertainment, but they get to take home this beautiful handmade bowl that local artisans have made. Cynthia Guerreri and some of her artists make the bowls, and then some of the kids from the high school will come in and help glaze them. And we appreciate all of the effort that they put into it.
Laura, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just appreciate the support that this community gives the FRN. We work hard to serve the people in this community, and we've had a really big need for food. When this pandemic hit, our numbers more than doubled in Pocahontas County, and without the support of this community, we would have had to shut our doors, Tim. But because of the benevolence that we have here and the people who see the value in the work that we do, we've been able to go ahead and serve our families. And I just appreciate that so much. This is a really great place to live and work.
Thank you, Laura. Again, the Empty Bowls event will be occurring this Thursday, October the 14th, at the Opera House in Marlington from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.